We all know this. When people become inebriated, their behavior gets a little more erratic. Some people lose their tempers, and we can potentially have pretty dangerous situations. And so we're trying to figure out how to allow an appropriate activity, but also to provide the right level of safety, not only for the people who come to the event, but all the other people who live around these areas where the pub crawls are happening.
Arlington County Board Vice Chair Mary Hines.
And the last one we had, which I think was St. Patrick's Day, we spent almost $15,000 in police overtime. So this is not an insignificant thing if you're having 9, 10, 11 of these in your community in a single year. And right now, the promoters of the event don't help defray any of the police costs at all.
Meetings with community stakeholders to explore possible options are planned to begin this month.
Part of what will happen is if there is a regulatory change proposed, a change in our code or a change in our policy, there'll be a public discussion, there'll be a board hearing most likely, and we'll make a public decision. So people who are interested should stay tuned. I would hope maybe by the fall we'll have a sense of where we're going, but could move faster, could take a little longer depending on the complexity of the issues.